To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labor Radio. Of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Jamie Partridge, and this is an introduction to interviews on the picket line of Providence caregivers on strike at Providence St. Vincent's in Beaverton, Providence Portland, and Providence Seaside with myself and my co-host, Laura Wadlin.
What's your name and job?
My name is Robin Richards, and I'm a board-certified physician specialized in obstetrics and gynecology.
My name is Ryan Foster, and I am a nurse, registered nurse with Providence Women's Clinic.
My name is Betsy Capranis. I am a registered nurse here at St. Vincent in the perinatal special care unit.
Hi, my name is Lynn McFarland. I'm a registered nurse on the neonatal intensive care unit. I am a designated night shift worker.
So, first day of an indefinite strike, how are you guys feeling?
Optimistic.
Okay, why is that?
Because they've got a cave eventually.
I am grateful for the support that we have in the united front that we're showing on the line amongst our colleagues and our physicians and our providers. It's definitely kind of invigorating.
I'm just proud of everybody that showed up because there's a reason we're doing this, and it's really about the patients. And my husband was recently in the hospital, and this is about everybody. It's not just about finances. It's about who you're going to attract to be your bedside nurse, who's the multidisciplinary group. So this is bigger than just money, which is what Providence is trying to say. This is not why we're here.
Great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty angry. I'm feeling pretty appalled that Providence has let it get to this point. There's been about 6 hours of bargaining this week, and I am shocked by that, and I think that's incredibly reckless.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. They should be bargaining as much as they are awake.
And to clarify, they've been bargaining for those 6 hours with only two of the 11 contracts that are up right now.
Why do you think they're doing that?
They chose to only go back to the table with the Providence Women's Clinic physicians and nurses because they have openly said that they cannot replace the physicians and providers, but they do have the nurses covered, so yeah.
So how did you all get to this point? How did it get to the point of a strike? What's been going on?
Well, we walked out, first of all, for a five-day strike, and then from there we really tried to negotiate, and it just seemed like either side, we just weren't able to hear what each other needed, but then it really, in my opinion, continued to spiral out of control. And what we're trying to say is, and everybody knows it, it's not our fault. Like today on the advertisement, it was said that surgeries were canceled, and it was due to people walking out, and that we need to get back to the bedside and just accept the contract. But the amount of money it takes to work in the medical industry, that you need to pay back all of those student loans, and you want better nurse-patient ratio, you want intelligent people to be working with you. And so it takes a group, and that's what we're asking for. We want the best people to be next to us, working with us on our family members and your family members. So it's really a no-brainer. And who's making the money? It is the upper people. They've got all their bonuses. They have everybody. I'm going to retire in 2 years. So for me, it's like a moot point, but I am here for all my coworkers that are going to be here for 10, 20, 30 years. And I want to be well taken care of. I want my mom to be well taken care of. Right? This is what you want. This is not about money. This is about keeping the medical field going, and we've all seen what's going on around the country. There's a reason nurses, and now the doctors are striking. Why is this the first time that doctors are striking? That's got to wake up the public, and I would be afraid if I was the community. I would say, Providence, get back to the table and figure it out.
Yeah, and I would say one of the biggest reasons that we're here is the transformation of healthcare into business. And I have always felt since the day I became a nurse that there is no business for business in healthcare. Like, we should not be profiting off of people's illnesses and vulnerable states. Like, it's absolutely absurd. And so the system has continued to ask for more and take more and not give to us as their employees and the care providers of the people and to the patients. That's who is missing out. And Providence is not missing out. They are a billion-dollar healthcare corporation. Multi-billion-dollar.
So this is the first doctor strike in Oregon history. How are you feeling being a part of that? What do you think drove your colleague physicians to be part of this?
Yeah, so there's just been this ongoing trajectory where to make more money is really the only reason I could see for it. They're just driving up patient volumes. They need more patient throughput. Our patient volumes are going up exponentially, and yet our staffing is staying exactly the same. In fact, we're losing good people because there's better contracts right here locally in the Portland metro area. So we're taking care of more patients with less qualified staff, and it's getting dangerous. And as a physician, it's really hard to walk out on patients. I took an oath. I don't want to cause any harm, but this is a bigger harm that we have to fight up against. It's a responsibility to take action. And also, we've worked through the COVID pandemic, and, you know, it's always about medicine being a calling, and it is, and it's a privilege to take care of people, but with the corporatization of these medical facilities, we are feeling, especially off the wings of COVID, we made so many sacrifices in COVID. We sacrificed our own health, we sacrificed the health of our families, and we started to really feel used and commoditized. There was no administrative leadership down on the ground floor with us in COVID, and we just need to start looking out for ourselves and our patients, and we realize like no one else really is.
That was so well said. That is the absolute, that was a trajectory off of COVID. And everyone felt like, you know what, this is what we need to do. When we did it, we stepped up. And then it's just like, what, you want more? We're exhausted, right?
The famous saying of healthcare heroes to zeros, you know, I mean, it's just.
I've heard that it's very expensive for Providence to bring in replacement nurses, like travel nurses. So why do you think Providence feels it's worth it to bring them in and not settle the contract if it's more expensive?
It's a power situation.
It's about power.
Say more about that.
They want to maintain power over us in being able to determine when our contracts expire, if we get raises, when we get raises. I've been a nurse for 22 years, and I have not gotten a raise since 2023, and that raise was 13 cents an hour. And that's kind of how it is. And so they want to continue to maintain that power and keep the money in their pockets.
The biggest point of this is they understand if we actually achieve what our goal is here collectively, that we will actually be able to fight them in the future. And they are doing everything they can to divide us on every level they possibly can. The money that they're putting into doing this is to prevent us from being able to fight for our contracts in the future.
What's been the reaction of the community to the strike so far? It's less than a day, but what are you feeling in terms of patients and community?
I spent all week talking to my patients about the possibility of strike in clinic. Went way behind in clinic. I'm already always behind because we see way too many patients, but extra behind talking to patients, and I felt a lot of love because they feel the care we provide, and they have been on our side. And there's no administrators talking to patients.
Right.
So we're also the ones right there in the ditches with the patients. I have felt a lot of support from our patients.
Yeah, I also, because this week has been so contentious, and obviously the moving and transferring of patients and appointments has occurred throughout this whole week. As a triage nurse in the clinic, I have heard a lot of people sharing their fears about not having, you know, somebody there to provide their care, and at the same time still super supportive of our cause and believing in us, and that we have to do this and that we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't necessary.
How do your jobs compare to similar jobs at different employers in this area?
I mean, our jobs are all similar. We all provide the same care, the same skill. Well, not all. I mean, but we all have the same skill. A nurse here is the same as a nurse at OSSU, the same as a nurse at Kaiser. And in comparing in our market contracts and all of that, there's no comparison. We are not as competitive on the wage level, on healthcare level, on PTO level, and on safe staffing language. All of the things that we are fighting for, we are not equal to in other hospital systems in this area.
And I was going to add, working on the labor and delivery unit, we are high volume, high acuity. We manage crazy stuff in the middle of the night. We do it really well. So a lot of other hospitals send us their hardest patients on labor and delivery. So I'm really proud to work there, and I love working there because we can handle so much. So I would say in some ways, we have a huge place in the labor and delivery maternity care in the state of Oregon, and especially here in Portland. We're proud of that, and like some ways that sets us apart.
That's wonderful.
What would you say to union members at other employers in other industries who are thinking about the strike and how powerful that could be, but they're nervous about abandoning their jobs, or they're nervous about what could happen to them if they go on strike? What do you have to say to people in that position?
This is your opportunity to have a voice, and this is some of the only ways that we have to be able to fight these corporations. And if you don't do it, they will continue to win.
And it's not just for you. It's for the nurses coming in the future.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Because greed is winning in this country right now. And that's, I mean, so defeating.
Anything else to add?
You know, I just want to say that little words of thought. When Providence says that they can't compare themselves to Kaiser or OSSU, my question is, if Kaiser can manage their finances and manage their personnel and their health care benefits well, and so can OHSU, why is it that they keep saying, well, we're not them, so what are you doing with your money? Are you not budgeting well?
Where's the money going to? Where's the money?
Right? So that's my big thing. So don't tell me you're not them. Then what are you doing? Then are you mismanaging your funds? Because you're not giving it back to everybody else. So you're making it. So if Kaiser can manage, or if just you can manage, Legacy can manage, why are you not managing? So that's my last take on that.
And currently, they have transferred their Providence employees out of the Providence insurance and over to Aetna. So currently, as a Providence employee, my Providence providers are not covered by my insurance, and they are in the process of trying to figure all that out. But right now, if I tried to make an appointment with my current Providence provider, I'd have to pay out of pocket till I hit my deductible.
Crazy.
And we were told when this was switched, and it was not at all bargained, that it would not affect us at all. But over the last, since January 1st, we are all running into significant issues with providers, cost of medications tripling, if not more.
Yeah.
People whose medications were covered are now $800, $900, a couple thousand dollars for some people a month. So that's another thing that we're fighting for, that they lied to us and that it wouldn't affect us by switching from Providence to Aetna. And we are definitely seeing it affect us.
Okay.
If you just joined us, you're listening to KBOO Portland Labor Radio, Providence Caregivers on Strike, with Jamie Partridge and Laura Wadlin on the picket line in Providence St. Vincent's, Providence Portland, and Providence Seaside. If you like Labor Radio, if it informs your day, consider contributing to our non-corporate community-sponsored, listener-supported radio station. Go to kboo.fm and donate.
What's your name?
My name is Taylor Wright.
And do you work at Providence?
Yes, I do. I work at St. Vincent's.
What's your job?
I'm a registered nurse in the cardiovascular lab.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here for, this is going on my third year. I started at St. Vincent straight out of nursing school.
What's it been like working here over the past 3 years?
Working here on the floors and in cath lab has been great. I feel very supported by my coworkers and a lot of the providers as well. It's been hard the last couple of years because we've been struggling for the last year with this whole strike, and the unknown of not having a contract has been really hard. And especially not feeling supported by management and by, you know, the higher ups. Has not been a fun time, but I feel like my coworkers and the providers have helped keep us going, and that's why I come to work every day.
Tell me more about not feeling supported by the higher-ups.
We've been receiving a lot of emails from them saying that ONA has been leading this like slander campaign against them, even though, you know, we don't really know who to believe at this point, but they just keep putting things out that make tensions worse between management and nurses. And it just doesn't sit well with any of us.
So how are you feeling? This is the first day of the strike. A few hours in, tell me about it.
It's been going really well, I think. I woke up this morning feeling ready to go, ready to, you know, fight for our new contract and for our patient safety. So I think that, you know, we're here, we're ready. It's cold, but we're moving. And I think that we're in it for the long run. Like my sign says, I think I'll give up easily. Ask how long I wait to pee during my days. So we're going to be here for the long run until both us and the doctors get a fair contract.
So how long do you wait to pee?
Quite a while sometimes. It really depends. I haven't gone to the bathroom in my entire shift one time. Like, it can take quite a while until we get any sort of break. So hopefully our new contract will have some safe staffing language in it. And
so the main things you're hoping for in the contract would be, you said, safe staffing. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're hoping to get?
Yeah, so we're hoping to ensure safe staffing across the whole hospital. Right now there's Oregon law that ensures safe staffing, but there's nothing in our contract. So there's a little bit of a workaround that Providence can do with that. We are also looking to get better health incentives. We just changed to a different health insurance, and that change has been really rough. Most people have had trouble even getting seen by their providers they've seen for a long time, telling them they're not covered.
Your health insurance is not great.
Yeah, it is not. It's not the best out there, considering we work in healthcare.
Yeah.
We're also looking for better differentials for a night shift and when we're on call. In the cath lab, we're on call quite often. And we get paid less than the techs to be on call, even though we're all on call all at the same time. So those are kind of some of the big things that we're working towards getting in our new contract.
What's been the reaction of the community to the strike?
I feel like the community's been really supportive. Today we've had lots of people honking and supporting and waving. So I feel like they really understand that their care is at jeopardy when we're not there. So overall, we've had a lot of support from people in the community. It's been great.
How would you respond to someone who feels like by going on strike, you're abandoning patients?
I would say that none of us want to be here. This is not where we want to be. We want to be working. We like what we do a lot. And this is the last resort for us. We want our patients to be safe, and we have to protect our own licenses. And with how we're working now, it's not a safe environment for anybody.
So this is an indefinite strike, so you'll be out on the line until you feel like you've gotten what you deserve. Mm-hmm. And how did you prepare for that personally, and how did your union prepare for that, like the indefinite nature of it?
For me personally, in the last couple months, I've been working a lot more. I've been trying to put as, you know, much as I can with the holidays and things like that in my savings to prepare for this. But it's kind of hard with it being indefinite because we don't know how long we're going to go for, and that's really scary. We've really just been in the mentality that we need to hold this line, and ONA has put out a hardship fund, and so you can apply to that every week. I'm still waiting to hear back, but I know everybody that in my unit, at least, that's applied has gotten some sort of, you know, yeah, reimbursement for that. I just applied a little bit later than them. So that's kind of how I've prepared the best I can, but it's definitely intimidating not knowing when we're going to go back to work.
Why do you think Providence isn't agreeing to the things you and your coworkers are proposing?
Honestly, I don't know why they aren't or why we aren't finding somewhere in the middle, especially since we've had a federal mediator in negotiations. So I don't know what's delaying, you know, their movements on things that we really care about and are important to us. I don't really know why.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about going on strike with their union, but they feel nervous about it?
I would say being nervous is normal, but it's important to do because, you know, you're advocating for yourself. At least as nurses, we advocate for other people all the time. It's really rare we do it for ourselves. So it's really important to do it for yourself and to make your life easier. You know, it may be uncomfortable and difficult right now, but hopefully by striking and doing things like this, you'll end up in an easier way later on.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope, but I'm proud of everyone that's been out here. It's been fun.
Woohoo!
Here's some more weeks. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Cool. So we're out here on the picket line in front of Providence Portland Medical Center talking to folks on strike. And here I'm talking with, what's your name?
Sarah Roy.
Sarah Roy, who is not an employee of Providence, but actually works for an agency that was offered her an opportunity to break the strike, to cross the picket line at Seaside, and she decided not to. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, I think, you know, the priority for me in being a nurse, my foundation is safe patient care, and I feel that during a strike, you know, patient care is at risk, and, you know, we're doing this so that patients can receive safe care, and, you know, the foundation is, I think workers deserve better, and that's why I won't cross the picket line.
So what kind of incentive is Providence offering agency nurses to cross the picket line?
Yeah, well, I know that they're willing to put them up in lodging, pay for their meals, provide, you know, as much accommodation as possible, and the incentive pay is quite high, you know, making over $1,000 a day.
Ooh, as compared to what a regular nurse would be getting paid, which would be what?
Probably about half of that.
Wow. Tell us a little more about what you know about what the nurses here are up against, and about the conditions generally at the hospitals. You were working at Seaside.
Yes, I was working at Seaside. I think a majority of time we're short-staffed, and you know, nurses are not able to take time out for self-care by being able to take a break. Getting the assistance that they need when they're at the bedside, you know, having the resources available to take care of patients we know that they need to be taken care of. So that's the difficulty that we face. I think a lot has changed, you know, ever since the pandemic. The conditions have deteriorated, and I've been watching that, you know, over the course of several years. And, you know, enough is enough. We don't want to be treated like that anymore in the hospital.
And so what message would you give to agency nurses who are thinking about taking this incentive and crossing the line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people cross the line for a variety of reasons, you know, primarily financial, and, you know, I don't walk in the shoes of other people, so, you know, people can only do what they can do. But my takeaway message would just be, you know, we're doing this so that nurses on the whole can have better working conditions, and ultimately that's going to provide a safer working environment for us, and that's, you know, why they should consider not crossing the picket line.
Cool. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah.
We're out here on the picket line talking with a community supporter whose name is?
My name's John Bethencourt.
And John, are you here with an organization?
Yeah, I came out here because I got a text from Democratic Socialists of America asking us to come out, support the workers on the picket line. And I think You know, I think it's really important to show my solidarity. I know my partner is a nurse, and she works very hard taking care of patients. She's a very unselfish person. A lot of what the strike is about is creating the conditions so that they can take better care of the people who need it, you know, with appropriate staffing ratios and things like that. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing the wealthy and business owners in our economy just scoop up all our wealth and instead of sharing it with the people who are doing the real work.
So why is Democratic Socialists of America in particular asking their members to come out here on the picket line?
Well, we do a lot of labor solidarity and labor organizing because, you know, workers' rights is really, really the foundation of socialism, and going on strike is one of the most powerful tools we have for changing our society, because, you know, the one thing that defines workers is the fact that they're working and they can stop doing that. Anyone can withdraw their labor. Anyone can refuse to continue under their current conditions. But we've got to do it together, you know, individually. You know, it's difficult to do that, but together we can support each other.
So why is this important for community members in particular, for people who are patients at Providence? Why is it important? Why is this strike important for them?
Totally. Yeah, it's like I was saying earlier, it's about getting quality care. It's about having, you know, not too many patients per nurse. That's much of what the nurses here are fighting for. It's about having nurses that are well compensated and have good conditions so they can provide the best possible care to patients. So, you know, if you ever expect to go to the hospital, or even if you don't expect it, this is something you should care about, because you might end up here anyway, and you'll want to have enough nurses here to take care of you.
All right. And you would encourage other community supporters to come out here and join the nurses on the picket line?
Absolutely, yeah. Come out. There's Providence locations all over the area, so find one near you. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, we can get this resolved as soon as possible, but we might not. It might drag on for a while if management, you know, refuses to bargain with the workers. So keep an eye on it. We may be out here for a while and could really use the support.
All right. Thanks, John Betancourt from Portland DSA. So we're out here talking with Tammy Klein, who is the president of the Oregon Nurses Association. So what's all about? What's happening here, Tammy?
We are out here because nurses are going to be silent no more, and enough is enough. We are out here to protect our patients, our loved ones, our neighbors, and our community. We need the help of the hospitals to be able to do that, and they are standing fast and not giving us the resources that we need to be able to keep you safe. If we can't keep ourselves safe, how do they expect us to keep our patients safe?
And when you say safety, what are you talking about specifically?
We're talking about patient ratios, acuity and intensity. Providence has gone against the new state law for ratios. They have submitted their own nursing on our safe staffing committees. They have submitted their own ratios that is supposed to be approved by the nurses. And the ratio and the staffing matrix that we've approved, they have taken their own and submitted them instead to the HOA. They are denying nurses breaks, and they are denying nurses their lunches. They are still using the buddy system, which is against the law. And we're out here to say enough is enough.
And what do you mean by acuity for those of us who are unfamiliar with the term?
So intensity and acuity is how sick your patient is and how much time it takes to take care of them. So you can have a patient that is on 7 or 8 drips, which is medications, and then have a patient that's just got done with an active heart attack, and they're wanting us to take care of the drip person that takes sometimes hours to keep an eye on them, to keep them safe. They also want us to take care of that post-heart attack patient. Plus, they want to give us 2 more patients that could be just as sick. But because the number is 4, they think that is how it counts. It only counts by a number. It doesn't count how sick you actually are.
So the word is that Providence management is like digging in their heels and saying things like, well, if you're going on strike, we're going to stop negotiating. What's happening at the table?
This could have been completely prevented if Providence had come to the table with good faith bargaining. they gave us offers, and when we went out on strike, they took those offers away and gave us less, which is not in good faith. They will not come to the table. They have canceled multiple bargaining sessions that we've had with them, or just not given us any movement. The nurses don't want to be out here. The nurses do not want to be striking. Providence refuses to come to the table and talk to us and bargain with us with a fair contract. They have manipulated their numbers, saying that nurses make $150,000. There are no nurses that make $150,000 unless they're working astronomical overtime.
And how does the compensation here at Providence measure up to, say, other companies like Legacy or Kaiser?
Providence is behind in their pay, and it's systematic throughout the state. So Medford gets paid the least amount of money for all Providence hospitals. So it depends on which hospital you work at. Providence Portland is behind with the pay than if you were to just go to OHSU, and OHSU is just a few miles away.
Wild. So the you all have been on strike two times prior, last year in June and the prior year in June, for what, 3 days and then 5 days, and then this is an open-ended strike and more of you. You think this will do the trick?
I don't know if it's going to do the trick per se, but I do know that we are serious throughout the state that we want our nurses treated properly, and we want to be able to care for our patients and have the equipment and the ability to do that. And this is the time that we feel we need to stand up and let Providence know that enough is enough.
And what message do you have for supporters, particularly folks who are patients of the Providence system? What message, what would you like them to do, us to do, who want to be supportive of your strike?
We just want you to know that we truly care for your well-being. We care that you are healthy. We would love to have you out on the line with us. We'd love to have you write a letter. Let Providence know that you need the nurses inside and the doctors in order to get safe care. So you, by just speaking out, will help us know, and it makes us feel better. It makes us feel that we are actually fighting for the right cause.
And if people want more information, where can they find that?
They can find the information on the Oregon Nurses Association website. There is a QR code that you can scan on the website that will give you all of our strike information.
Great. Thank you so much, Tammy
Klein.
Tammy Klein, president of the Oregon Nurses Association.
And thank you very much for being here.
Voices matter.
All of our voices matter. So I'm out here talking with...
Chris from OHSU. I'm an endoscopy nurse.
And OHSU is what?
Oregon Health and Sciences University.
And you are also a member of the Oregon Nurses Association.
Yes.
But a different local.
Yeah, it's called the Association of University Registered Nurses.
And you're not on strike, but you're out here on the line in support of the Providence nurses.
Of course, absolutely.
And why? Why are you out here?
Oh, because I think that we're stronger together. That we need to all be in solidarity to make sure that the standards and wages all impact patient care. And if we can, get good contracts to support safe staffing, then it will all just be to the benefit of our patients.
And so how do the conditions here compare to the conditions where you work, or do you know?
I'm not absolutely sure on some of their things. I know that they want safer staffing and to meet the wages that are around the city, I think, too, which also brings in nursing. We need people at the bedside taking care of patients, and, you know, that just helps that.
And if they win better staffing and better compensation here, how will that impact where you are at OHSU?
I think then we have nursing as a profession. I mean, we have so much to offer, and I think that if we're all consistent, that it will benefit the profession and patients.
And right now, OHSU ONA is reaching out to nurses in the legacy system, which is in the process of merging with OHSU. And I heard that legacy nurses just filed for union recognition, am I right?
That's correct, yes. That's very exciting. As we merged, they were given the opportunity to do that, and that was really a good thing for healthcare workforce and patients.
It's been decades that the ONA has tried to organize nurses in the legacy system unsuccessfully, and now it's happening.
I know. There's, you know, a lot of misinformation and scare tactics and all that. But I think that if people listen to nurses and listen to other frontline healthcare providers, I think we can make a better difference in this very complex healthcare world.
Yeah. And often people say, well, I don't know if I want to join a union because we might go on strike. But in fact, these strikes are encouraging people.
Right. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about movements like this because they wouldn't go on very long if we all just did it together. And then it's a win-win. So, yeah, I really hope and, you know, support all the people that are taking this scary step. But it's important and has been historically proven to be very effective and the better outcome of things.
Great. So what would you say to other folks in the community who are supportive of the nurses? What would you encourage them to do?
It helps so much to come by the strike lines and hoot and holler and give them encouragement. And if you can come down and walk with them, keep encouraging people that you know that are doing that. Anything helps.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Robin.
What's your job?
I work at Providence Seaside as a nurse on meds.
Day 3 of a strike. How are you feeling?
I feel hopeful. Yeah, I'm hoping that Providence will come back to the bargaining table soon.
What are you hoping to get in a TA or a settled contract?
Who are we? ONA! Who are we? ONA!
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
What are you all fighting for? What are you hoping to get in your settled contract?
I mean, respect would be nice. just increased wages, which, I mean, they have agreed to, but increased PTO. We want safe staffing. Those are two of the biggest thing that I'm hoping for.
That's what I was trying to say.
I heard that ONA is pushing to align contracts of different units around the state. Can you tell me a little about that?
Well, Providence is trying to separate us and put us on a 3-year contract, and that's something they don't want to budge on. So it would separate us from the bigger hospitals so they can just kind of jerk us around.
Yeah. Why do they want that?
So they can do what they want and get away with it.
Got it. What do they want to do that you guys are trying to push back against?
Like
they want the control, you're saying.
Yeah.
What do they want to get away with?
I mean, they want to separate us from everybody else so we don't have the strength and power, you know, like strength and number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday you were wearing a sweatshirt that says Nurses versus Billionaires. Very cool. Tell me about that and what inspired you to make that. Because you made that shirt. Yeah? Okay, tell me about it.
I feel like Jennifer Burrow specifically has talked about, basically disrespected us and that we don't deserve what we're asking for.
Jennifer Burrows is?
She's the head honcho of Providence and what's going on, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she just got $200,000 raise. And
gross.
Yeah. So, and just like the people that are the higher ups in Providence are, you know, it's a $30 billion company.
Yeah.
And they can't afford to just give us basic human rights like healthcare.
Right. What's been the response from the community here in Seaside?
I think it's good. It's pretty supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only a couple negative things said when people walk by or pass by, but it's positive for the most part.
So lots of cars honking and stuff. What kind of preparation did you do before the strike? You know, because this is indefinite. So, you know, you're striking until you decide you're not. So what things did you and your coworkers do to prepare for an open-ended strike?
Just trying to educate and save money and talk about like the hardship fund and things that are available to us for resources.
Mm-hmm. You all struck a couple years ago in 2023, right? Did that experience change things for the unit at Seaside? What was that experience like, and how did that lead into the strike now?
I think it was more empowering because it showed people that if we stand together, we can make change happen. Mm-hmm. So,
what would you say to a healthcare worker who is looking at your strike and feels inspired and thinks it's really cool, but isn't in a union, maybe a non-union nurse somewhere or a doctor at Providence or something? What do you say to someone in that situation?
I would thank them for their support and, you know, tell them that the union is a great thing, and union makes changes and makes it a fair work environment.
Okay. Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Rich Cagnete.
What's your job?
I'm a MedCert RN here at Providence Seaside.
How long have you worked here?
Honestly, 8 months. I've only been working with Providence Seaside for 8 months.
Nice. What's your name?
Megan Schecker.
What's your job?
I'm an RN at Providence Seaside Hospital.
How long have you worked here?
Almost 4 years.
Day 3 of the strike. How are you feeling about it?
I feel very supported by our community. I feel very supported by other nurses. And I think that the more that we actually stay in strike, the more benefits or the more likelihood of better benefits that we might get in the future.
However, we are a small hospital, so we don't have as much support as Portland, which is a bit frustrating. So we tend to kind of get pushed to the wayside by Providence a lot more because they think they can, because we don't have as much support here.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
How are your coworkers feeling about the open-ended indefinite strike?
It's quite a scare for all of us, but with great information given by us by ONA, it's getting clarified and it's easier to understand why it was an open-ended situation rather than a closed-ended strike.
I definitely agreed with the open-ended. However, it was scary for a lot of people, and especially since we're a very small hospital. I know compared to the last strike, a lot less people were going to want to be on strike.
Yeah. So what are you fighting for? Why did you decide to make that big leap and say, okay, we got to do it?
Well, for me, I love supporting my fellow nurses. I love supporting what they have passed, given that they've been working here for so long. The support that I have is just what they need more to make sure that they have better benefits. The disparities in all wages, health benefits, and all such should be closer to what's given to other hospitals and other Providence hospitals.
So other nurses at different employers have a different situation than you?
For the most part, I believe so. Like I said, I'm a new nurse, and I don't have those kinds of disparities towards me yet because I don't know anything. So yeah. What I'm doing now is learning what I need to learn so in the future I can make better decisions.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the question?
So how does your job compare to similar jobs at different employers like Legacy or OHSU or something like, or Kaiser?
I mean, it kind of depends on who you ask. I do know our health benefits are not as great. We pay a lot more out of pocket. And honestly, a lot of us have second jobs or we rely on being able to pick up shifts. Which right now we can't. We've been getting put on low census every other week. So we've been making a lot less.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing that you hope you get as a result of this strike?
Oh, gosh. Really, mostly support. A lot of us, I mean, we're a small town, but we are a tourist town, and it's not cheap to live here. It's not cheap to live here. It's not. We don't have as many healthcare options, so most of the time we're driving to Portland, which costs even more money.
Oh, wow.
So our health benefits definitely don't cover that.
You drive to Portland to get healthcare for yourself?
Yep. Almost every time. A lot of time we just don't have what we need.
And that's because just the services you need aren't here?
Most of the time, yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you hoping for as the result of the strike?
Just like her, I would love to see more benefits, health benefits that's given to us nurses or any employees to begin with, to have better services to be provided to us at a lower cost, hopefully, just so it's easier for us and for other members of our family to live a little bit more safely here in the coast. Like my friend had mentioned, it is a tourist coast, so yeah, a lot of the things here are a lot more expensive, or at least a little bit pricier than what you would see in other towns.
This strike is coordinated across various facilities in Providence, in Oregon, like St. Vincent, Portland, Newburgh, so many others. What's the significance of that to you?
For us, being the little guy, having the big guys support us, it makes a huge difference because they have supports we can never dream of. Unfortunately, people think that because we're small, we should make less money, but a lot of time we're actually doing more jobs than they are because we don't have those specialties. We don't have those little groups that are going to do that for us. We're a jack of all trades.
So why does it matter to you that it's coordinated across facilities, not one by one?
To me it just shows like how the Providence nurses are standing up together in solidarity to make sure that all of our voices are heard, mm-hmm. all of our needs are made known, just so everyone that needs to make a decision can make a decision faster, better, mm-hmm. and make sure that everyone benefits in both sides, not just one, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah, right now there's a hospital in California, they've been on strike for 3 months because it's open-ended,
wow.
but that's because they are the only hospital striking. And unfortunately, the company can outlast them because they have more money. Nurses, we don't have as much money as the big corps, so we need that mass support.
So it's more strategic,
yes.
to do it together. I've heard Providence has brought in travel nurses and other replacement labor. I've heard that's pretty expensive for them to do. So why do you think Providence is making the calculation that it's worth it to force a strike, bring in expensive replacement labor? Like, why aren't they just agreeing to what you're asking for?
One is power, their ability to put us further down, but also I think by their calculations, they think that the mass amount of money they're spending will be less than what they'd be spending on a better contract.
What do you think?
I feel that for what I believe could be a short-term loss for them could be a longer-term gain in the future. Similarly, we're doing the same thing, but in the opposite direction. We're fighting for our benefits, for our care, for anything that could make our lives and work our lives better by working for them. I feel like we're unheard.
Mm-hmm.
The disparities in all, we do feel unheard and unsupported by the bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
We are just small people.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be one of those big guys one day, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think we all start somewhere else.
If you all get what you're fighting for in the contract, what would be the effect for Providence patients?
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of a dangerous job being a nurse. A lot of us get hurt. It's unfortunate. So we don't have the support for that. I'm hoping with this new contract that we have the support to be able to support those patients, but also support us too. Because
yeah.
if we're not supported, then we can't take care of them.
Right. What do you think the effect will be for patients if you win?
For what my friend here mentioned, I feel the same. With support from our employers, to increase safety, to increase better patient ratios, we nurses are able to formulate plans easier and better to take care of patients that are in need. Yes, it might take a long time to, you know, work our way there, but I feel that the more that we practice safe ratio practicing as a nurse, it will help take care of people. It will get them healed up better and easier and faster. And then hopefully the turnover of patients will be better that way as well.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about going on strike, but they're really nervous and they're not sure they want to go through with it?
Short term, this isn't great, obviously. Some of us have other options, jobs we can pick up, stuff we can do. Some of us have family support, some of us don't. But in the long term, if we don't strike, then it's going to negatively affect them. It's going to benefit them if they do strike long term.
For the most part, striking in the short term will just get you to understand why your fellow nurses are needing this. You're supported, you're with other nurses feeling the same thing, you're with other nurses feeling the same disparities you're feeling. So support your fellow nurses, support those who came before us, support those who will come after us, and that way the benefits will come and come and for longer years to come, for sure.
I think the more of us that strike, the better of a contract we're going to get. Because Providence, if people are crossing that line, if they're not striking, then Providence is going to think they can run all over us.
Any last thoughts?
Support your nurses. Support your local nurses. Support the nurses that take care of you. And hopefully you will see the benefits with our care, that it will improve everyone's health.
We're the ones you see when something's not going right. So hopefully we can make it the best experience for you, and having a better contract is going to improve that odds.
And that wraps it up for this evening's Labor Radio. You've been listening to Providence Caregivers on Strike on the picket line on day one, day two, and day three at Providence St. Vincent's, Providence Portland, and Providence Seaside. I'm Jamie Partridge. I'm joined on the picket line with Laura Wadlin. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.